take the bottom shell off. You take that bottom shell, it's flat, you know. You take the bottom shell off, and the legs right there where you can get to them. Now you take the man down here, he's in the nursing home down here now, in Foley, a good friend of mine. He had 300 in a pen, 300 gophers. He had about 2 acres of ground, you know, with a block fence. Out of these concrete blocks, you know, about 3 acres. He had about 300 gophers in there.
Is that Deucey
Bernard? Yeah, Deucey Bernard.
I've heard of him. I've seen something in the newspaper about it. Had some pictures of an article. Forget where it was. Is he a nursing home now?
Yeah.
Is he in bad shape or?
Yeah, he's just can't walk, you know. I don't know what happened. Couldn't walk, you know, but Deucey don't seem to me that old, you know.
Uh-huh.
Of course, my daughter, she works at the nursing home,
right.
And he been sending word by her to tell me to come see him, you know, me and him good friends, you know. Deucey, I've been knowing Deucey, yeah.
Is Deucey a black man?
No, he's a, what they call a Creole.
Which man?
I don't know what, they got me on that.
Oh, you mean a mix? Like black and white mixed or
no, he,
Indian
they,
or something?
He would be a, it's not an Indian. What these old fellas used to
something like Cajun or?
Yeah, something like that, you know. Uh-huh. That's right. That's right. So, I've been knowing him for years. Old Deucey is a nice guy, you know. So, once something happened, his gophers, he loaded about 50 of them got out before he knew his blocks had been moved, you know. He didn't use no cement or nothing, or mortar or nothing on his blocks. He just stacked them. He just went around and stacked them, you know, and, he got about 50 of them got out on him.
Yeah.
That big.
Oh, wow.
And I found 3 of them. I was working down in Magnolia Springs then. I found 3 and carried them 3 over to his house, and we was coming across the bridge to Magnolia Springs then. And we looked on the bridge and we met a gopher about that wide. Big gopher just standing straight up, coming on across the bridge. We stopped and got him, and we turned around and carried him back to Deucey. I think Deucey say he got every one of those gophers except 5. Yep, he put it out, you know, that his gophers had and got out, and the people that would see a gopher crossing the road, they were good enough to pick the gopher up and carry him to Deucey.
What did he raise them for?
Oh, that's just a hobby for him. He just loved gopher. He showed me a gopher. He said he was 7 years old when that guy gave him that gopher. He was 7 years old. Deucey was 7 when that guy gave him the gopher. He said a little gopher like that, and he marked that gopher, and he carried. He got that gopher and showed me that gopher. He did tell me how old that gopher was. That gopher just about that big. And he said he was 7 years old when the guy gave him that gopher.
I heard those things live a long time.
Them things live for years, man. Yes, sir. He could tell you. He could look on the shell and tell you exactly how old that gopher was.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Agree.
It have to do with something with how many lines on.